This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. You can turn in your unused, unwanted, or expired pharmaceutical drugs for safe disposal on Saturday. It's during the National Take Back Initiative 3. You can drive up and drop off your medication, then be on your way. In Independence County, you can go to the Sheriff's Office building at 1750 Meyer Street between 10 and 2. Check and see if the law enforcement agency in your area is participating. Many are. On the World Wide Web, you can go to DEA.gov. for a collection site near you. Dateline London, England, where a coroner there says Amy Winehouse died as an unintended consequence of drinking too much alcohol. Coroner Suzanne Greenaway gave a verdict of death by misadventure, saying the singer had voluntarily consumed alcohol and risked the consequences. The singer, who had fought drug and alcohol problems for years, was found dead in a bed at her London home on July 23rd. She was 27 years old. And the Stone County Sheriff's Office and Drug Task Force put another dent in the drug operations in the county. He said they served a warrant on the Dustin Black residence on Big Springs Road at Nuneda. They found an indoor marijuana growing operation, as well as 30 marijuana plants being grown in a field behind that residence. Authorities also took possession of several firearms and ammunition. The 25-year-old Black is charged with possession and the manufacture of and possession of drug and firearms together, all felonies. He's now in jail on a $25,000 bond. U.S. Senator Mark Pryor said yesterday afternoon he was pleased an agreement has been reached between the Department of the Treasury and an Arkansas couple from Mountain View who erroneously received disaster assistance from FEMA 3 years ago. The details of the settlement are private, but satisfactory to the family. In response to the Treasury's action, Pryor said he's lifted his holds on Treasury Department nominees. He said that allows him to advance through the Senate confirmation process. Senator Pryor said the Guglielmona family has dealt with a lot of unnecessary bureaucracy and frustration over the past year. He said, quote, I'm pleased we were able to bring the case to a favorable resolution because this family showed tremendous courage, and I hope their actions will help scores of other flood victims who may be tangled in that same web. Following the major floods in 2008, the Guglielmona family in Mountain View completed an application process and home inspection by FEMA. The agency approved $27,000 in disaster assistance for their home repairs. Then, in March of this year, they were informed they were not eligible because the county does not participate in the National Flood Insurance Program. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.